You may not have heard the name Santiago Maldonado, but in Argentina, his name is everywhere. Santiago is a 28-year-old Indigenous rights activist, last seen more than 2 months ago in Argentina's south, on the frozen banks of a river in Patagonia. He was reportedly arrested protesting for the release of an imprisoned Mapuche leader, Jones Huala, who is detained for the illegal possession of firearms. The story goes that officers from the National Gendarmerie raided the camp of protesters on the site of the Mapuche land rights dispute. Witnesses have said many of the protesters dived into the river to escape, but Santiago, who can't swim, didn't follow. Across Argentina, people are asking, where is Santiago Maldonado? But the campaign is more than a search for just one man. Nina Koppel reports from Buenos Aires.
In an apartment in the trendy Palermo suburb of Buenos Aires, a group of musicians pass around the traditional caffeinated brew mate. They exchange pages of lyrics, warm up their instruments and voices, and then they start to play. The song is called ¿Dónde está?, which means, where is he? This part of the song describes history repeating in Argentina, a reference to the dirty war from 1974 to 1983, during which human rights groups say 30,000 people disappeared in Argentina. This is Pablo, one of the musicians responsible for the song. He's 34 years old, and he was born in the year the military dictatorship ended. He's saying, I grew up, like my whole generation, in the shadow of that terrible memory, a kind of awareness of the importance of democracy, so as not to have to suffer the injustices, like the state disappeared a person and you can't do anything, and there aren't any resources or anyone to turn to ask, where is he? His face is everywhere across the country, printed on posters, taped to bus stops, and looking down on children playing in parks and plazas. People walk the streets wearing his face on T-shirts and graffiti the subways with his image. But the man himself is nowhere to be found. It's been over 2 months since he disappeared, but that hasn't dulled people's anger. And demonstrations are occurring across the country. They say Santiago's disappearance was handled wrong, that it should have been addressed more rapidly, especially when it's possible security forces were involved. The government of Argentina is offering a $27,000 reward for his discovery, but that hasn't stopped the protests, some of which have ended in clashes with police. On a Sunday afternoon in a Buenos Aires park, there aren't any protests or clashes, but there is a small music festival, and the group is here to play their song about Santiago. I ask some of the people gathered how they feel about the situation. This man is telling me, there seems to be a serious regression occurring in Argentina because they're asking for a person apparently disappeared in the hands of the repressive security force that is supposed to guarantee safety. This woman says, it seems to me a very sad situation, but unfortunately we're used to these situations. Here as well, it has a lot to do with the justice system. There are many things in disorder in this country. Back in Pablo's Palermo apartment, the group's finished rehearsing. They put down their instruments and explained to me why they made the song in the first place. Florencia, or Flor, is one of the singers, and she also plays the accordion in the song. She says the role of the state is changing before our eyes. The state has to guarantee constitutional rights and guarantee them for everyone. But at the same time, they have a special duty to the weakest. If it doesn't defend the women, if it doesn't defend the workers, if it doesn't defend the children, who is the state defending? She says, it seems to me that the pain can be a very powerful force, but we need to repurpose it so that we aren't paralyzed. And it seems to me that what we did was just to take that collective pain and to repurpose it through a beautiful song, because our lives are finite. The artist is finite, our existence is finite, and we're going to leave, but the art remains. Something I heard in an interview some time ago with Victor Jara, who's one of my favorite artists, was that they tortured, they killed, they murdered during the Pinochet dictatorship. But his songs continue to be sung, and they live with all of us. And the same will pass with this song. So when we are not here anymore, this song will continue to exist, and anyone who identifies with it will be able to make it their own.
Nina Koppel in Buenos Aires ending that report.